Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Coming off some tough, close losses in the prior weeks, and you know, getting a win like that on Thanksgiving, you know, feels good. And you know, I thought it was good also for us to have a couple of additional days to recover and reset for really an important stretch as we go forward. But the vibe and the mood in the building has been good, and that starts with Matt and really the leaders throughout our team.
I'm sorry. What? The vibe has been good because you barely beat the Lions, who up until yesterday didn't have a win for the season. At least their fans got to be genuinely happy, and they scored 29 points. Are you kidding? Ryan Pace, what is you doing? Like, you can try this stuff on the McCaskies and maybe they'll think you're onto something here. But the rest of us, you can't be serious. And am I to understand that there's more? Mike Rankin and Rick Camp?
If you're a glutton for punishment, then by God, there is.
Let's hear it.
From a personnel perspective, you know, I see obvious growth. There's young guys playing really well. Roquan, Jalen, Mooney, Komet, those names come to mind, are running backs. I also think it's great to see some of these vets step up and perform at a high level. You know, I think a good example of that would be Robert Quinn, you know, this past month, and he's been recognized for that. Yeah, so I see growth, you know, amongst our personnel.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Growth amongst our personnel because of a 32-year-old who now finally is starting to play to what you paid for?
This is a good one, too.
You know, I think about the depth, and there is a lot of guys that have stepped up, and that's been good to see. But I also think about our coaches, and, you know, Sean Desai and his staff have done a really good job of adjusting and adapting to personnel changes, you know, within the season, and, you know, really playing players to their strengths and then, you know, getting creative with how those guys are deployed. And that's been good to see.
Who?
Xavier Crawford, Artie Burns, Duke Shelley, Marky Christian.
Margus Hind, guys that shouldn't be on the field together.
Who's karate dude?
Cassius Marsh.
Cassius Marsh. Okay, right.
Nobody's guy.
But I mean, what?
That's
depth? Having a guy wear your uniform isn't depth. That's a guy wearing your uniform.
And don't forget about how much money he arranged out of Jimmy Graham's contract. So where the team has to pay for this for years in dead money, just so he could have that operating cost built in. Let's not forget that piece of this.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. Like, he's not allowed to say stuff like that. And I know that before the game, he's set up
to be fair, he tries to not say anything at all.
It's a team interview. It's designed to be anything but confrontational. That's the nature of the agreement of the interview. He won't answer real questions in front of reporters whose job it is to be professionally adversarial. He just won't. He won't. He has.
Well, that would be accountability, Dan.
He's stayed alive professionally by not existing, but like, you can't say stuff like that. You don't have depth. There hasn't been growth. Like, that's factually wrong.
You don't have depth in your starting cornerback opposite Jalen Johnson.
And even he didn't want to finish off a play yesterday. And I like him, and I think he's good. But when Kyler Murray's prancing into the end zone, and you're just like, fine.
Well, and I love the point that Biggsy made this morning talking about Artie Burns, because Kyler Murray had half the field to run that 9-yard scramble in with the pump fake. This is the stuff that's a breakdown. And how many times have we talked about the defensive breakdown that we see, the pass coverage that gets busted once a game coming through? They didn't have to do that yesterday, the Cardinals. They had four interceptions to work with, one of whom I solely blame on Cole Kmet and his ball security still being an issue this year.
That's more than ball security. That's having the ball and then giving it directly to someone on the other team.
I gave you somewhat of a pass last year. You were not getting it this year. And that play, when you know it's rainy, you're expected to catch the ball and hold on to it. And if they're going to target him as much as they do in that offense relative to everybody else, then you need to understand the responsibility that's been given there.
We like to take we take phone calls on Bears Mondays, and the best one was off the air, apparently, that Rick Camp said during transition he took a call from somebody advocating that the Bears called Gene Harbaugh. Now,
Who is that?
I don't know. There's Jim. He's having a great year at Michigan. There's John, who we know is a wonderful coach.
And made a very questionable coaching decision last night. My goodness.
Maybe, yeah. But Gene, we don't know from. I didn't know that there was a Gene. But the fact that he pronounced Harbaugh instead of Harbaugh is a Chicago thing, apparently, I guess. Like, this has become...
That I find pleasantly fascinating.
You're doing your little sort of investigative treatise on the derivation of Harbaugh.
I'm just listening and trying to learn.
Ready for me to punch a button?
It's Bears Monday.
Tony in Winfield, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you being the truth tellers in this town, because if the franchise is not going to do it, I'm glad you guys are there to do it yourselves. I want to make one point here before I ask my question. And that Pace soundbite was super insulting, and it's like that every Sunday before the game. But they don't ever ask him any tough questions on there because, you know, it's the radio, it's the website of the team. But someone should just ask him, you know, you have a bottom four offense in the entire NFL. It's embarrassing. You score 16 points a game, and this guy's praising the roster. Anyways, real quick, I want to go back to, and I want to get your guys' take on this for a little while. They've hired quiet personalities in my existence here. I'm 33 years old since Ditka. Is that because, if you go back to Jerron as a quiet guy, Lovie Smith, Mark Trestman, do they, and Matt Nagy's a pushover, you know, I don't care what anybody says. Are they afraid of hiring a big time personality in that building that has a voice, that will be a truth teller, that will keep people accountable because they like control? And if they do like control, like, aren't they sick of having to recycle all these candidates and these people every 4 to 5 years and try to find new people? Like, shouldn't they want not to have to worry about this and just sit back and collect their money?
Hmm.
Like, they seem to want control over these people, but, like, they're not good at it. They have proven over time they are not good at what they do. And why do they want to keep dealing with the stress of the media and the fans being miserable every 4 to 5 years? Like, just get somebody in that building, whether it's a former player, whether it's an executive with a voice, whether it's going out and being big and going to, you know, I know Jim Harbaugh's a far-fetched idea, but it's an example. Like, would they ever bring in somebody with a personality that will challenge the way they do things in there? And I think until they answer that for themselves, we're going to be talking about this all the time.
That is a good question.
It's a very interesting question of whether or, and then it's not a matter of consciously doing it too. I think it's possible that a couple of things are true, that they would say to you, and they would say to Tony, yeah, of course we want that. We have to want the good businesses want that. But something about their process and the people involved keeps them from doing it, even though they don't know that they're avoiding it. They don't know that fear is coming through in their hiring. I think it's a good question.
Well, that's he hit on something when he said they hire people with the same personalities. It goes back to what everybody said about how it's the same evaluation process, like you mentioned. But then, you know who I thought about when it came to the being challenged part? Ted Phillips.
whose decision would it be George to just say, Ted, you're Crane Kenny now. We're going to hire your equal, and that person is going to run all the football stuff, period, paragraph. That's it.
He's supposed to be. That's what was said at the beginning of this year.
And Ryan Pace was supposed to be that guy, though.
Right?
That's the thing, is that if we go back to what they said.
But Phillips was supposed to be business.
Yeah, if we go back to what they said, Pace was the executive in charge of all things football.
Then why is it always a similar personality?
Fear. It has to be. Comfort and fear. It's some combination therein.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.